Nadarim Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis L'zeich Nishmas L'yor Devoro Bash Shlomo. Once again, we continue with the story of a guy who is forbidden by neder from getting any benefit from his fellow. So, what are the limitations of that? Hamudar Hano Mechavero. So, Reuven says, I'm not going to get any Hano from Shimon. Shimon can't do anything to give me anything for any kind of Hano. I can't benefit from him. Still, Shokel Es Shiklo. Shimon, the guy who's not supposed to give any benefit to Reuven, can pay the machzis hashekel, which every Jewish man is chayiv to give each year for the trumas halishka in the Beis HaMikdash, so it'll be used for kabanos tzibur and such. Every man has to give a chatzi shekel, and Shimon can give Reuven's. Uforea aschovo, and he can pay off Reuven's debt to his Baal Chov. And the Gemara explains, because he didn't put anything in Reuven's actual hand, it's not like Reuven's getting any benefit directly from him. Rather, it's like the Gemara calls it Havrochas Ari Me'alav. It's like chasing a lion away from him. By making Reuven not subject to his creditors or to the Beis HaMikdash to pay his Chatzi Shekel, so Reuven benefits in the sense that he no longer has people nudging him for money. But it's not a direct Hana, and you can do it this way. Umachzir Lo'as Avedoso. And Shimon, who's not supposed to give Reuven any benefit, can even return an Avedo to him, because it's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. There's a klal that mitzvahs are not given to benefit from them. A mitzvah is a commandment that a Jew has to fulfill, but it's not like he's benefiting Reuven in the sense of any monetary or financial benefit, even though he is returning something that was lost. On the other hand, makom shenotlan aleho schar, in places where it is customary that one does Hashavas Aveda, that you pay the guy some money, in that case, Reuven is not allowed to benefit by keeping that money in his pocket. The tradition in his place is $100 to the Hashavas Aveda, so he can't keep that $100, because that's $100 that Shimon saved him. So Tipol Hano'o LaHekdesh, Reuven, the guy who's not supposed to get Hano'o from Shimon, has to give that money to Hekdesh. Just like Hekdesh, any of Shimon's money is usher to him. So one might as well take Shimon's money, in a sense, that would have been the reward for giving back an Aveda, and give it to Hekdesh directly, so that way there is no indirect benefit financially from this situation. Next, Mishnah Gimel, Vatorim Es Trumoso, continuing this kind of discussion, if Shimon's not allowed to give Reuven any Hana, Shimon can separate Reuven's Truma from Reuven's grain, Umaasrosav, and Reuven's Maasros from Reuven's grain, Ladaito, if Reuven knows about it. What means knows about it? Reuven made an announcement, anybody who comes to give my truma should give my truma. Not that he told Shimon specifically to do it, but he left it up to any willing person to separate trumos on his behalf. If he had told Shimon directly, he would be making Shimon a shliach, and he would be getting hana'a and violating his neder. So Shimon can't do it as the only agent for it, but he can do it as the random guy who takes out trumos and maestros for him. On the other hand, the Gemara and the Mefarshim do point out later that if Shimon wants to give his own grain to serve as truma for Reuven, he can do that, and he doesn't even need Reuven's permission to do it, because it's along the same lines as the previous Mishnah, where he's getting creditors off Reuven's back. So that wouldn't be considered benefiting Reuven directly, even though Reuven will benefit thereby indirectly. Umakriv olav kinei zavin. If Shimon, the guy who's not allowed to give benefit to Reuven, is a Kohen, then he can bring his karbonos, like the two turtle doves of a Zav or a Zava that they bring on their eighth day after seven clean days. Kine Zavos for a Zava. Kine Yoldos, the doves that are brought as a carbon by a Yoledes, by a woman who gives birth after her period of Tahara, she gives doves as her carbon. Or Chataos, carbon Chatos. Va'ashamos, carbon Ashams. All of these would also apply to any carbon that he brings on Reuven's behalf. But in this case, the reason that the Mishnah mentions these particular ones is because these karbonos, these kinim, give their Baalim the right to eat kachim. So he's benefiting Reuven, that now Reuven can eat hektesh, or Reuven's wife can eat hektesh, which they couldn't eat before, at least the karbonos parts that they're allowed to eat. So they're doing kind of a tangible benefit, and yet this is not called hana, because kohanim are sluchei shamayim, and not shluchim of the guy bringing the carbon. As a result, it's an indirect benefit. Umalam do midrash halachos va'agados. Shimon can teach Reuven things, including midrash, sifra and sifri, halachos and agados, Torah shabal peh. He can teach Reuven for free, as long as he's not getting paid for it, avalo yilam denu mikra. But he shouldn't teach him chamish chumshei Torah. He shouldn't teach him sukkim, tanach, because with those, one is allowed to be paid for teaching those things. And if he doesn't take schar from Reuven to teach him mikra, he is benefiting Reuven that Reuven didn't have to hire a professional teacher. Torah shabal peh, apparently you teach for free, and so Reuven would get that limud for free from anybody. Avol melamed hu esbonav v'esbonosav mikra, but he can teach Reuven's sons and daughters mikra, should he choose to, because this hana'a, this is a mitzvah of teaching young people Torah. Now granted, the mitzvah is Reuven's mitzvah, to teach his children Torah, but nevertheless, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, so a mitzvah is being performed that these children are learning mikra, even though it's from a guy who's not supposed to give benefit to the father. V'zonis ishto v'esbonav. Shimon can pay to feed Reuven's wife and sons, afal bishu chai b'mizonos sehem, even though it's Reuven's financial responsibility to feed them. Because we say that this is along the lines of paying Reuven's debts on Reuven's behalf. By feeding the wife and children, we're taking care of Reuven's financial debts, and that is like the other case. However, v'lo yozonis behemto, you shouldn't feed Reuven's behema, says the Tanakhama, bein tamea bein tahora, whether it's a tahar behema that can be later shechted and eaten, or a tame behema, a dog or whatever it might be. We don't feed those because that's a significant financial savings for Reuven, and it's not a debt. It's something that he has to pay for feed as part of the upkeep of his household. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, zon esatmea ve'eno zon esatahora. Rabbi Eliezer said, you can feed his tame behema, but not his tahor behema. Amru lo to the chachamim, the Tanakhama said to him, ma bein tamea letahora, what's the difference that you allow him to feed a tamea and not a tahora, and you don't call that a benefit? So Rabbi Eliezer explains, amru lehen, sha tahora nafsho l'shamayim v'gufo shalo. When it's a domesticated animal that's kosher, well then, its soul, as it were, is l'shamayim, but its body is for him. Once he shechts it, he can eat it, and he can get hana'ah from its body. And so that's why we refuse to allow Shimon to feed that behemoth, because that would be benefiting Reuven directly, fattening up a behemoth that Reuven will eat later. But v'hatameah nafshav v'gufo l'shamayim. But when it's a behemoth, tameah, then its body and soul go to heaven when it dies, meaning Reuven can't eat it or benefit from it. As a result, you are feeding a behemoth that Reuven will never benefit from directly, so you're not giving him a direct benefit by feeding it. Amar lo chachamim said that's not true. Afa tameya nafshal shemayim begufa shalo. He can benefit from the body of a behemoth tameya when it dies. How? She'im yirtza, if he feels like it, harehu mochra l'goyim. He can sell it to goyim and make money. O ma'achilo l'kalavim. Or he can feed its carcass to dogs and benefit financially thereby. As a result, whether the behemoth is tahor or tame, when you feed it, you are giving a significant monetary savings to Reuven, because Reuven doesn't have to feed a behemoth that he can later sell for money or benefit from directly.